The 33rd Annual Conference of the Center for Oceans and Law Policy is underway at the Marine Education Center in Seward. The conference in previous years has been in Singapore, Germany, and Ireland. Organizers say it's an attempt to bring together people from a variety of fields, such as law, science, and politics, to discuss the status of oceans. KDLL's Ben Stanton reports.
Presenters are from the U.S., Canada, and several foreign countries. They're talking about shipping routes, environmental climate change, and diplomacy. Here at the opening reception at their hotel, the group gathers. Mead Treadwell chairs the U.S. Arctic Research Commission. And as welcome, Treadwell mentions the importance of the Arctic area for the United States.
We have a role in America and in the world. We help feed the nation. We help defend the nation. We help fuel the nation. Our location is key to air transport.
The focus of this conference is changes in the Arctic environment. Treadwell says while the conference is in different parts of the world every year, it's appropriate that Seward, Alaska was chosen.
This city is named after the man who made America an Arctic nation.
An environmental scientist, Stephen Macko, is from the University of Virginia. He says pollock might do very well in a warmer ocean, but other species of fish would do poorly. He says an increasingly acidic ocean would be made worse quickly. It's hard to know how the fish will be affected because it's hard to know how many fish there are.
Fish are going to migrate in. There's a lot of evidence that fish from warmer waters that are cool originally, but now they're warming, are migrating north. And as they migrate north, are we going to establish new fisheries? Sure. Are we going to overfish them? You bet. Because we won't know how many fish there are, how fast they're going to be growing in that ecosystem. What are they going to be eating? They're not going to be eating the ice algae. They're going to be eating these coccolithophores that are dissolving up in the acidic oceans.
The environment is not the only aspect of change. Rob Hubert from the Center for Military and Strategic Studies in Calgary discusses growing military capabilities in the Arctic Ocean.
The biggest concern I have is that we're not focusing enough on some of these more disturbing signs. I mean, we're seeing a hardening positioning of the Russians on a lot of the Arctic issues. If you read their documents, they just released one about 2 weeks ago, where they're saying their strength as a re-emerging power is the Arctic. They will cooperate, but as long as everybody ultimately agrees with them.
Those in attendance are also interested in the law of the sea, an international treaty explaining how countries work together for commerce and otherwise. The United States has not yet ratified the treaty. Many here expect that if the U.S. Senate got the issue on their calendar, it will be approved by a wide margin. These issues are only the beginning. The conference continues through Saturday. In Seward, I'm Ben Stanton.